Good evening, everyone. It's 5 o'clock on Sunday, the 31st of August. I only said June then, and that doesn't even exist. And I'm in the kitchen, as you can probably hear. I'm just opening the window because it's quite warm in here. The dishwasher's going, so I hope it doesn't make too much noise. I'll try and have the phone near me, I think, because otherwise I'm going to have to shout above it. The dishwasher, that is. I haven't done a boo for a couple of days. Not a public one, anyway. And I tend to really only do audio boos when I'm feeling really happy. And as I do quite a lot, I suppose that's a good thing, because that means most of the time. But I haven't really felt very great the last couple of days. My spirits are quite low. It's nothing to do with me. Well, it is, but it's not me directly. It's just family stuff, which I found quite distressing, actually. But I'm okay myself. Now, I'm just trying to put away my slow cooker from the other day, but it's got a stupid lid. It's a child safety lid, which I don't need anymore, but I only got this as a crock pot because... doing it wrong, that's why. I've got to line it up properly because it was the biggest one I could find in literage terms, if that's the right word. I'm just going to put it in the cupboard. I don't leave it out all the time because it's taking up space. I've got plenty of space, but I'd just rather have it in the cupboard because I don't use it very often. So, now, putting it back in. I don't even remember. I think it was right out of the way, mate. I'm only going to the cupboard to put that away, not to get you any treats. I just thought I'd do this while I'm starting to get the dinner ready. We're having mackerel with new potatoes and steamed vegetables. I know that doesn't sound very imaginative, but it's quite nice, I think. I'm just looking for my tin foil in the drawer. I've found a new one, but I've got an unopened one. So I'll line the bottom of the tray with tin foil. Now, find the black pepper. This tray is going to be big enough for this lot. We got this from the counter in Tesco, but we put it in the freezer, so I took it out yesterday to defrost it. And wrap it up in so many layers of plastic. And it smells quite strong. Okay, it's still got lots of little... See, I hate those little bones. I might have to try and take them out. It's been filleted, but it's still got all the tiny bones in it. I know that's going to... I'm going to have to try and take these out because I can't stand them. Some people eat them, but I don't. Oh. Ogre's the best person at taking out bones, really. But he eats them, so... The danger in doing it is that you take some of the fish away, but there's not that many. They're just those really tiny little soft bones, but I just hate them. So I'll do what I can to eliminate them, because Rona's not having this, but Connor doesn't like bones either. It's very difficult, though, because there's a lot of them. That's what puts me off fish like this, really. I hate the bones. I cannot stand fish bones of any description. And actually, I'm not supposed to eat bones because they're high in phosphate and calcium and stuff. I'll do what I can. not a very nice job. I wish they, when they say they fillet it, I wish they, I expect them to take out every bone. But these are like little needle ones. They're like the needles off a Christmas tree. And if some people want to eat them, that's fine, but I don't think I'll bother taking Odie's out because he doesn't care. But I'm not going to make work for myself. And also, it's quite difficult to get them out because it's so slippery and they stick to your fingers. Come on, you little buggers, come out. I don't like you. I don't want you. And I don't intend to eat you. I want you gone. I think that's about as... there's a few more there. You think you've got to the end of it and then you find some... I think that's about as best I can do, really, on that. That one. That's another one. There's quite a few. Oh, there's loads of bits here. I thought there was only three. Darling, are you any good at getting these bones out of this fish?
Is there bones in it?
Yeah, there's little, the little tiny bones.
Well,
he didn't take these out. Look, loads of those little tiny... I hate them. Look. You see them?
I think it'd be better when it's cooked. I don't want to touch it when it's raw like that, please. When it's cooked.
Will you take it out when it's cooked?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, thanks. I don't think they're all going to fit on this tray. Let's have a look. There's quite a few pieces, isn't there? I don't realise.
I think it's four fishes.
Some of the bigger bits I can pull off. It's a little tiny, those needles right in the middle. I hate them. I just can't be doing with it. It puts me off eating it.
I'll do one as cooked.
Okay. So that's one. Two.
Might even eat as one as cooked.
Three. I don't know if I'm going to fit them all on here. Four. I don't know how we're going to eat all this.
It'll be like eight. Don't worry, we've got to finish putting it.
Because it's one each. Is that like a side of one?
Yeah, that's a side of one.
I'm not going to fit any more on there, am I?
Yeah, you've got to put one more.
Do you reckon? Do you think they'll cook?
Yeah, that's basically there.
Look, see, there's like those big ones there. They're not big, but you know what I mean? I can get them off. Those ones on it, it's the ones I hate all the
time. Well, it's cooked, but I'll find more fun doing it. I've got to eat it.
You can eat the bones when they're cooked, but I'm not supposed to eat them, you see.
Calcium.
Because I've got calcium and phosphate. Now, where's the little one? I can put these on the little tray. I'm going to need to wash my hands before I touch anything else. You're on audio, by the way.
Very nice, it's only enough.
I
mean, you haven't
said anything. I thought
you'd give me any talking out here. I did say I was going to do it anyway, but I've done one for a couple of days. Well, I've given you bones. Oh,
they're the sort
that
get stuck in your throat
if you're
so small.
As you hear. Stuck in your throat, nigga,
when
you eat anything, that's all.
Now, where's the little roasting tray?
It's on the, by the sink.
Oh, does it need washing up?
No, I think it's clean. In the truck.
Oh, yeah, it's clean. Yeah. Okay, I'll just put some foil in the bottom because it makes it easier to clean up afterwards. You get some oil coming off of the fish. When people use tin foil on audio, it makes a horrible sound on the microphone if you use a phone. I don't know why. It's really horrible. It kind of hurts my ears. So sorry, everybody. Two more bits on here. They just fit nicely.
So it's macro fish, what?
New potatoes and vegetables. Is that alright?
I don't think
I've got any left.
I'm that
hungry. Well, you won't. There won't be any left. We'll do it. I probably only want like one bit like that. You see what I mean? Like half a fish. You know what, I'm not even going to bother putting that in the food waste bin. I'm going to stick it straight in the bin because it's all going to stick to that plastic. All them, because I've got some of the bones out of one of the pieces. Let's wash my hands again. Now what do you think we should season it with? I've got black pepper. I don't think red pepper because I think that's not, it's not really meant to be so peppery. Red where you are, I moved the pepper out of the way, so I wouldn't touch it with my raw fish.
What are you looking for?
The pepper.
Black pepper?
Yeah.
Move it to your right.
Okay. Oh, I've got it. I moved it out of the way because I didn't want it on. I didn't want to put my raw fish hands over it. I think we need some new black pepper. We get through one of these about every week. It's nice with pepper on, though. I'm not putting butter on it. I think some people do, but it's got enough oil in it as it is.
Oh,
no,
it's good. I'll put a bit of red pepper on mine.
Yeah, you can put red pepper on it. Should I put a bit of garlic with it?
Good idea.
I've got some frozen garlic here. I'm being very lazy. It's quite, I've never bought this before, but it's quite handy. It's already chopped up. You just get it out the little box. It's all chopped up into bits. Trying to loosen it because it's got a bit stuck when it's frozen. Okay. And there you go.
Now,
I'm just gonna. That's quite good, that garlic, isn't it? Okay. Well, we've had it in other things.
What's your bag in?
I don't want Maggie in mine. We can put Maggie in yours if you want.
Oh,
this is, I could have this one here and you and Connor can have those ones there.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
It's just Maggie's very salty. If I just wrap it up in a little parcel like that.
How long
do
you reckon I'll be?
Probably about 35 minutes I'll do that for.
Oh, okay. How long
is it?
What about potatoes?
Oh, they don't take about 20. But I'm not going to put anything on until I've got everything ready. Like the vegetables, I've got to prepare the vegetables next. There, they're ready and wanting to go on, but they're not going on just yet. I just put the dishwasher on. More stuff will go in it already. Now, steamer next. Get the steamer out. It's out already. Plug it in. I hope you can hear me on the audio because I think I'm talking a bit quietly. Now, put some water in the steamer. Use my shinky cup. I've got a little jug that I normally fill it up with, but we won't go there as dry, so why I'm not using that, I've got to buy a new one. So I'm just putting 3 cups of water into the steamer. That's it.
So I think your dinner will be ready in about an hour's time.
Yeah.
Should I bunk on that?
Yeah, you can hang on it. If you want to. Like a gamble. I'm only joking. The vegetables doesn't take long to prepare. I wish we had a chopping board. I'm going to get a new one. The last one had a sad end, didn't it, darling? Do you remember?
Yeah, broken the dishwasher.
Somebody, who shall remain nameless, put it in the dishwasher. I didn't realise. I thought it was, you're not meant to put wood in the dishwasher. I did know that. Well, I put my wooden spoons in and it doesn't hurt them, but I didn't realise that the chopping board was actually in 3 pieces and the glue came undone and it ended up in 3 pieces. It was no good to anybody. It was too small. Now, let's see what vegetables we can use.
I don't want to sit there for a while. I'll be upstairs for a while.
Okay. Tomatoes. Carrots.
Let me be pointing to you.
Huh?
Let me be pointing to you right now, do you?
Oh, thanks, darling. If I need you, I know where you are. Now, what I do, I cut up the vegetables first, and then I put them into the steamer basket, and then I wash them. because that is the most efficient way, I think, of doing it when you're steaming them, because it's got holes in the bottom, it drains the water out. I've got four tomatoes, that's enough. I love steamed tomatoes, I think they're really nice. Connor doesn't like tomatoes, but I'm just basically, my next lot of shopping will be on Tuesday, so I'm basically using up leftovers in the vegetable department. I have got some spring onions I might do then. I will put ordinary onions in, but I probably won't use the spring onions. So I am just cutting up tomatoes. Don't cut them too small. I just cut them into quarters. You can't really boil cut up tomatoes because all the inside comes out, but you can steam them because it doesn't. Okay, that's the tomatoes. Now I'm going to just put all the vegetables into one basket probably, because that will do for three of us. I've got half a sweetheart cabbage left. I've got a cauliflower actually. I might do that in preference to carrots. I'm not mad on carrots. I like them raw. Not really mad on them cooked, but other people like them, so it's not just down to what I like. This is a sweetheart cabbage. I love raw cabbage. I just cut it up and then I just shred it. I might have to have two baskets because there's quite a lot of this cabbage, but I want to use it all up today. Eat. When I wash this, I will eat a bit of raw cabbage. I love it. I've gone mad on raw vegetables lately. I don't know why. I've gone off sweet things and onto raw vegetables. I'm not sure what that's all about. It's quite a lot of this cabbage, but you'll find that when you actually cook it, it doesn't look as much. When you cut it up small. I'm going to need the other basket. Well, I've got three baskets, so I'll only need two. So that's the cabbage nearly done. I don't like it too small, but I like it kind of shredded into lengths, if you know what I mean. And you have to separate it, because the sweetheart cabbage is like all wrapped round. I think all cabbages are like that, but this one's worse because it's the shape of it. I can't explain it. You know, it's like a pear shape. Talking of pears, I might have a pear in a minute. I've just remembered I've got some in there. I'm just going to cut up the heart of the cabbage. Some people might not eat that, but waste not, want not. Is after all called a sweetheart cabbage. I prefer it. I think everyone. I like white cabbage, and people like white cabbage here as well, but none of us are that green, keen on like Savoy cabbage. I'll just eat a bit without washing it, not going to kill me. Right, now I'm going to wash it. I'm just emptying the scraps and remnants into the waste bin. The food waste bin. I don't really need much more vegetables, to be honest. We've got quite a hefty little load here. But as I say, when you cook it down, it does tend to shrivel. Some of the water comes out of it, I suppose. I'm just going to eat a piece now. Find a tasty looking bit like this. I think white cabbages are nicest to eat raw, but this is pretty nice. That's the heart I'm eating now. Keep your heart out. Bye bye. Next basket. I'll get the next Excuse me talking in my mouthful, but you have to chew it thoroughly. Next basket. Let's see what we're going to have next. I think I really should have put the tomatoes in with the onions. We've got onions. We've got some small bits of corn on the top. I'm going to put them in. I'm actually going to wash them first. Because even though they've been clean, they've got some like remnants of the, like, the hairs stuck on them. So I want to make sure I get that off thoroughly, because that's disgusting when you eat that. They're only small ones. They're like about a third, I think. There's three of them, so that's one each. We have plenty of vegetables to eat, if nothing else. Shut up, that's my fridge telling me the door's been open too long. I've got cauliflower in there, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to do, if I can find it, one onion. I think what I'm going to do is get those tomatoes out from that cabbage. I roughly know how many quarters there should be, so I'll find them now. Okay. One, two. There was four tomatoes. Three, four. That's one tomato I found. Another half. Another three quarters. Two. Two and a quarter. Two and a half. That's getting more difficult. Two and three quarters. So much cabbage here. Three. Just got to find the last bits. Three and a half. That's better doing it this way. Three and three quarters. Missing one bit. One solitary bit of tomato. Where are you? You must be here. Oh, come on. Maybe I miscounted, but I don't think so. Maybe I didn't cut it right. Because I wasn't really concentrating. Oh, I can't be bothered. You know that? Oh. Here we go. Here it is. Skulking away from me. Thank you. I'm just going to cut this onion up now. And then we've got onion, tomatoes, sweet corn, or corn on the cob, and cabbage. That's going to do. Knife stuck in the onion, and it's not the best knife. It's not one of my new ones. It's I'm just peeling it now. It's a Wilkinson's, what, no, Tesco's cheap one. They serve their purpose, but one day, what did I try to do with it one day, and I broke it. I tried to do something, an unorthodox use of a vegetable knife. I can't remember now, but I know the hand snapped off. I'm doing the onion for the steamer, I cut it quite big. Oops, that's it, throw it on the floor. If you don't mind, actually I might do two onions, because I like to chop it quite big. Much more like chunks than... I'm throwing it all over the bloody place. I think I'll do another one in a minute, and then I'll have to go down and try and find what I dropped on the floor. Nice to have big chunks of onion when it's steamed. Not big chunks, but bigger pieces. It somehow is more substantial. I usually put pepper in with this, like, you know, as in, what do they call them things? I can't think of the name of them. What are they called? Something come, you know what I mean. Red and yellow ones. As not in spiced pepper. I'm going to put the carrots away because I don't really want them. Sorry, Carrots, you're not wanted today. Put them away now. Bye bye. Where's that other lovely looking onion that was in here? This is my last onion. I actually hate being without onions. It's one thing I really can't stand being without. Onions and plums. Toby bought me two cartons of plums when he was in Canterbury the other day. And they're not bad. The trouble is, I like the unripened ones, which is what you get in Tesco's. And the ones you buy everywhere else, they assume that people like them ripe. Which probably most people do, except me. But they're nice, they've got a nice flavour, they're just a bit too ripe. And that means they're not as juicy. I like them when they're unripe. Nice chunks of onion here. We certainly haven't. It may be a bit of a funny mixture. All on the cob, onion, tomatoes, and it's nice actually. And cabbage. The cabbage is probably the odd thing out, really. But, and people can have butter on their new potatoes or whatever they like. I won't have anything. But they can have butter, mayonnaise, or whatever. Because you don't have gravy with mackerel, do you? No self-respecting person would do that. So cabbage is something that you can kind of eat without gravy. Some vegetables are better with gravy, I think. Probably cauliflower. I don't know about that though. I can eat them without, but it's really down to what other people like as much as anything. And I might be doing the cooking, but I don't eat it all. Far from it. All I need to do is put that basket on the top of the oven. There. Now I'll put the spare one out of the way. Need that and the rice. I'll put them. They can go on top of the microwave out of my way. I won't be using that. I don't want to knock them on the floor because they're hard plastic and they might break. Now I need to put the lid on now. And then all I've got to do is the potatoes. Just need a bit of a scrub, and that knife's no good for cutting. Well, it might be alright for new potatoes, actually, or a salad potato, whatever they are. Put that rubbish in the recycling bin, the waste, food waste. Now I'm going to put the plates out the sink. Put the potatoes in. I hope I've got some salad potatoes. Oh, I did buy some last week. I haven't used them. Here they are. Now, it's difficult to know how many to do. So I'll just sprout a load into the sink and see how they go. Into the bowl, I should say. Yeah, about half of them could do it. Probably too many, but you can always put them in the fridge and have them cold or salad, have a little salad or something. We never go to waste in this house. Nothing does. Nobody would be around. They're funny shaped, these potatoes. They don't even need scrubbing, actually. They're very clean. They just need cutting up a bit. I'll just let them soak in that water for a few minutes. What do I need to do next? Dry my hands. That would help. I want to make myself a Tassimo coffee. I feel like I need livening up a bit, folks. And I probably sound like it. Now the tank needs filling up. I've probably got enough there, but I'm going to try a new thing with it today. Because I'm going to empty this and fill it up completely. For anyone who's got a Tassimo machine and knows what I'm talking about, there's like a plastic cup. Your cup stands on like a plastic cup, which is like an overflow area, and it's got like slots in it. So if the drink overflows, it can go down into this little cup. Now, some of my cups, they're quite big, but they don't seem to take the... If I do the caramel latte, they don't seem to take the big milks that you get with that, without the froth all overflowing. So what I thought I'd do, I'm going to take the lid of that cup, put it back in. Now, I'm going to actually stand my cup down in the base of it, because that way, if any overflows, I'll have to wipe the bottom of the cup, but it's not going to go everywhere. I mean, what I mean is, how do I explain this? Sometimes the cups, if I use a bigger cup, I find them hard to get out without spilling it, because it's very full. So what I'm going to do is take the lid off that cup base thing, stand it... Oh, no, that doesn't work. I'm going to actually, because the handle gets in the way, I'm going to actually... stand it in the base and see what happens. It's a bit of a washout actually, that base. Tuck, tuck, tuck. It's got overflowed coffee in it. So you see it doesn't always go inside the cup that's provided. It's got grooves. I don't know how this is gonna sit in there. How's my cup gonna sit in there? Is it gonna be stable? Yeah. I'll just have the cloth ready in case some of the froth overflows onto the worktop. It's not the end of the world. But it's going to be easy for me to get the cup out now. I've just found a bit of cabbage on the worktop. Go in the bin, mate. Bye-bye. Because you have to tilt. When you use these bigger cups, you have to tilt them slightly to get them out. And then that's when you end up spilling it. So I end up using a smaller cup and then it doesn't all fit in. So I'm going to try this. It might be an unqualified disaster here on Audio Boo, but hey. I accidentally touched my phone and I stopped it recording and then it wouldn't start again. I'm just moving it over a bit because the Tassimo is very loud if you've got a phone right next to it, because I've heard other people doing it and I think, wow, that's really loud. And it's not that loud. It's just if the phone picks it up close by, then it is... Let's see what happens with this now. It could be an absolute disaster. Now let me find the milk. Where's my milk? It's working. I thought it might refuse to work if it wasn't properly. Oh, bugger. I can't find my milks now. They never left undisturbed in my cupboard. Is this milk? What I've basically done is taken the drip tray thing out. It seems to be filling up okay. I've opened something that's not milk. Okay. It's not the milk I want anyway. Why can't I ever find something in the same place twice? Aha. The trouble is, I've got so many. There's one. Good. Okay. My cupboard's full of so many kinds of tea. And it hasn't overflowed yet. It's when the milk goes in that happens sometimes, because it's a bigger milk than the normal cream, I think. By the time I've done this, my potatoes will be ready to cut up. And then everything can go on. And I can finish this audio boo. Okay. Let's take out the coffee disc. Put in the creamer, or whatever it is. Milk. Okay. This is where we might have a problem. Sauce for now. Potatoes. I probably could do it in the steamer, but actually, I could do this. I tend to do them the old fashioned way, boil them. I sometimes put mint in with them. I've got mint rolled on, but I don't think you've got much left at the moment because it was getting out of hand, so I only put it down. With my consent, it'll grow again, it always does. But the season for green potatoes is kind of. This is the moment of truth. It's kind of past anyway, really. Oh lord. Let's get a new one of my new knives. Now I'll try this one. Let's have a look. Oh my word, it's overflowed. I just think these cups aren't big enough. I need to get some big cups. But the trouble is, bigger cups don't fit in. Okay. It's only a bit of a mop-up operation. I'm taking it out now, it's so full. Oh, we've got a bit of a mess here. Kitchen paper to the rescue. Bigger cups. That's the stupid thing, though. The big cups don't fit. But yet, you can overflow it. So I think if I had a bigger cup and just took the tray thing out, then I'm away. Kitchen paper to the rescue. What's left of it? I hope I've got some more in it. I should have. Okay. Let's move this back a bit. Okay. It's not that bad. I'm just exaggerating, really. It's actually not hardly anything. Oh well, it was worth the experiment because now I know if I get a bigger cup, it'll work. Very nice. And I didn't have the hassle of trying to get the cup out. Okay, there. I'm just going to put it out there. Over there. And I'll just quickly wash the surface down. I've dried it up. I don't want it to be sticky and stinking of coffee forever. I'll wash it over with bleach in a minute, but I've finished getting everything ready. Not bleach, but you know, kitchen spray with bleach. But you can't put that on the actual machine, so I'm just washing it with a dishcloth. It's fine. It's fine. Now I'm going to put the other little cup back. The stand thing. Go. Right, now let me do these potatoes before I lose the will to live with my getting my dinner prepared. Okay, they're looking nice and clean. They weren't dirty, but you know, I soaked them in some hot water for 5 or 10 minutes. Now I'm just going to cut them up a bit. They don't really need much cutting up, they're quite small, but they're not the little tiny round ones, so I'm going to cut them in half. So I've done 3 so far. 4. That one's a bit small, but we have 5, 6. Get the rest of them. Got another 5 here. That's enough for 3 of us, because when you cut them up, they're like 2 pieces. The rest of the family are upstairs. Connor's home from work. Ronan's in his room. My sister's coming down later. We'll probably have to do round 2 with something to eat, but I didn't have enough fish to do it for her, so I'll have to find her something else if she hasn't eaten. Because she's a bit low on money, and she's got to walk down here. It's about an hour's walk. I don't envy her. I'd better try and give her the money for a taxi. I don't know if I've got any cash. I don't tend to carry a lot of cash around. I've got a little bit, I think, because I need to go to the vets with Lammy on Monday to get his second part of his booster vaccination. So I got some money out when I was at the clinic the other day with Rona. And now I'm just about to put the oven on. Oh, it's already on at the wall, so I'm going to turn it off because the simple reason, other people, it'll start the clock again and other people can see that. Oh, it normally makes a noise in the cupboard. Okay. Oh. Right, let's try again. It might be because I switched it straight on and off. But that's it. Now, on goes the oven. On goes the ring. Oh. And on goes the plug on then. That was a microwave. Now, I don't need to put this on for too long. Oh, it's quite hard to turn, it's rough around the edges. Okay, here we go. Well, I think that's about me done for now. Sorry this has been a bit boring, but I thought I'd better make an appearance. And I'll talk to you later. Bye bye. Hope you're all having a good weekend.